A man is gold. A woman is a white piece of cloth. If you drop a piece of gold in the mud, you can clean it, and it'll be shinier than before. But if a piece of cloth is stained, it's ruined.
That is a NATO general reading a monologue from a play that tells the stories of seven women's lives. They're women from around the world, and they all fought to help other women and children, people in their own communities who needed protection. It's called Seven, the documentary play. And this Sunday, seven local women will perform the play at Town Hall. Washington Supreme Court Justice Mary Yu is one of them, though she hasn't always felt great about her decision to take part.
Well, when I first saw the script, I thought to myself, oh my, what did I get myself into? And it's because the monologues have been woven together, so it really is the story of seven women. And when you begin to get through the script, you realize, first of all, how moving the story of each one is and how courageous each of the women are and were. And I think I just felt a little overwhelmed by thinking, what have I got myself into?
You're playing a woman named Farida Azizi. What is her life like?
Well, Farida Azizi was born, it's really interesting, she was born into a wealthy family in Afghanistan. And unfortunately, because of the political changes there, she and her family had to flee to a refugee camp in Pakistan. So Azizi never got to complete her education. She learned a lot from her father, but she never really turned away from the plight of women in Afghanistan. And from there, she continued to try, from the refugee camps, to travel back to Afghanistan to try to meet the needs of women that she saw in rural areas that were in need of some basic health care services. She ended up coming to this country. She's an activist still today, speaking on behalf of women and providing aid to women in Afghanistan.
Will you read some of her story for us?
Oh, I'd be delighted to. In the night wind, when I think of home, I think of mountain shadows as I hide in the borders of Afghanistan to walk so many times at night. It is the faces of the women that will always move me, guide my footsteps through the landmines. I see a woman giving birth all by herself because, under Taliban, male doctors are forbidden to treat women and women cannot be trained as doctors. I see her face as she dies in front of my eyes, and I cannot stay calm. What can I do? The only way to bring basic health care to these women is to walk, sometimes at night to regions so remote. So I smuggle myself and my two small sons under my burqa to try to bring health care. You can almost see Azizi looking out over the mountains in Afghanistan by that piece.
So your mother is from Mexico, father's from China. You were raised in the south side of Chicago. Now you're on the Washington State Supreme Court. What is it that you see in this Afghan woman's story?
You know, determination, determination to create a better life for others. I mean, when I think about the storyline, I suppose it could be the storyline of my parents. They came to this country determined to provide a better life for themselves, but also for a family. And while I was born here, I think they worked very hard to say, this is the land of opportunity, we can provide, we can do better. And I think that's the same thing that Azizi saw. She wasn't ready to abandon Afghanistan. She saw the opportunity and the glimpse of hope to provide an opportunity for women just to, frankly, give birth in a safe setting.
You'll be performing Farida Azizi's story in front of hundreds of people this Sunday. How are you preparing for this, Thespian?
I'm preparing by obsessing over the script in terms of reading it over and over and over and trying to really understand Farida. It's a very small glimpse into her life, and what I'm hoping to do is simply provide an opportunity for her voice to emerge through me. So I'm just, again, trying to read the words to make them mine as much as possible, and then that day I just believe that I will allow it to flow and hopefully give voice to her experience.
Well, you're in good company. These seven women's stories have been read or performed all over the world in many different languages. They've even been performed by seven male NATO generals.
Yes.
Why is it so important for people to step into women's shoes in this way?
You know, it allows people to really sense and feel and know the experience of these women. I saw a video of those seven generals, and it is so powerful because that voice can be expressed through any vehicle. It can be through an individual. It can be through a recording. But how powerful through the voice and the experience of men.
It's so far away in one sense. How do you imagine your Puget Sound area listener taking that story into their own life today?
You know, what I would hope is that somebody from Puget Sound might not necessarily say, how do I take that into my own life, but that maybe it provides a glimpse into the plight of other women around the world, that it takes us outside of ourselves to say, this is the plight of other women. This is the reality for so many around the world today. And then perhaps what happens might be the response of somebody in Puget Sound that says, how can I help?
Washington State Supreme Court Justice Mary Yu will be performing the story of Farida Azizi at Town Hall Seattle this Sunday. It's part of a work called Seven, a documentary play. Tickets are sold out, but Town Hall will release some seats on a standby basis. Now, at the beginning of this interview, we played a clip of that NATO general performing in Seven, and we are tweeting out a link to that video right now. All male generals performing the stories of those seven women. Tweeting it now, at KUOW.